Crash. It's a kinetic and evocative word, and dramatic and frightening. It means there's a story to be told, because when two cars collide, or a plane plummets from the sky, there's rarely a single cause. When the stock market crashes, vast sums are lost and people's lives are changed, often drastically. But equally dramatic are the stories leading up to the crashes in the stock market, because amid the wreckage there are heroes, people who recognized the causes and catalysts and warned us of the immense drop looming, or who did their best to stop it once it was in motion. We invest in the stock market for many reasons, each of them good, including funding retirements and educations. The irony is that in funding our retirement, we create new jobs. In financing educations, we create more technology to learn about. The impact isn't felt just here. As those investments are deployed around the world, problems are solved, new industries are created, and international economies grow. The American investor has probably done more good in this world than anyone else, with the exception of the American soldier. The stories of markets, including of the modern stock market crashes, are ultimately fascinating personal stories. Some people saw the crashes coming. Some unwittingly sped up the drop. Some were more malicious. And some were just stupid or reckless. What's engrossing and a bit scary is that most of the people responsible for the modern stock market crashes thought they were operating in the public good. From a president who wanted more power for himself and less for malefactors of great wealth, to another public official who, in an effort to help a friend, fed a bubble that ultimately crashed, to academics who created an ingenious methodology that was supposed to wring most of the risk out of investing, but instead manufactured an enormous new risk, to those who worked to make certain that every American could enjoy the satisfaction of owning his or her own home, and finally, to the ones who thought that automation would make trading less expensive and more efficient. Those at the heart of these crashes were, without exception, warned that the courses they'd set were dangerous. Well, read about the people and the warnings with the hope of learning to heed those warnings in the future. But the subject isn't just one of personal intrigue. The impact on investors has been profound. If one had invested $1 in the Dow Jones Industrial Average on December 31, 1899, it would have grown to $156.88 at the close of trading on the day of the last modern stock market crash. If that investor had avoided just one day, October 19, 1987, the balance would instead be $202.71. If that investor had avoided the five worst days, that balance would be $319.24, more than doubling his or her return. Unfortunately, stock market crashes cost more than just money. They breed fear that causes people to refuse to invest, making it nearly impossible to finance creation of those jobs and advancement of those economies. And they create other unforeseen but enthralling problems. For example, it was a loss of confidence and refusal to invest in the early 1970s that led to the creation of the contraption that fueled the crash of Black Monday, October 19, 1987. Well, learn the entire story. For all the protections we put in place, stock market crashes are a function of the way markets and the men and women who run them operate. And that human element of the stock market is what makes them endlessly fascinating, and also creates a unique prism through which we can view the prologue to the next crash, while it is still likely years away.